Okay, now we do an example just to understand how difficult it is to generate numbers from a given probability distribution. And I will discuss one method to generate Gaussian random numbers. So we want to generate numbers on the real line, so from minus infinity to plus infinity, which are generated according to the usual Gaussian distribution with zero average and variance equal to 1. So the probability is 1 over square root of 2 pi, the exponential of minus x squared divided by 2. The algorithm really does not generate single random numbers, but generates pairs, two random numbers, from the given probability distribution. And the idea is that of changing variables so that in the new variables we have a uniform distribution, and we know how to generate numbers with a uniform distribution. We use the routine run. And then from those variables, we go back to the original one and we get numbers which are distributed uniformly, which are distributed according to the Gaussian probability distribution. So let's work it out. So let's consider two numbers, so a pair of numbers that are distributed according to the probability, to the Gaussian probability. Of course, they are independent, so the combined probability is simply the product of the two. So is 1 over 2 pi the exponential of minus x squared divided by 2 dx dy. I'm adding dx dy because whenever you change variables, you have to take into account the differentials, the change and the Jacobian in the change of variables. So pi should be really pi dx dy. So first thing, we introduce polar coordinates. So we write x and y in polar coordinates. We do the change of variable, and so pi is written now as 1 over 2 pi e to minus r squared divided by 2 r dr d theta. Of course, r dr d theta is the usual measure in polar coordinates. Now we do another change of variables, noting that the differentials of e minus r squared divided by 2 is minus r e to minus r squared divided by 2 dr. The sign, remember, is irrelevant because whenever we change variables, we use the absolute value of the Jacobian. So whenever you do a change of variables, the signs that appear here should not be taken into account. So this means that we define a new variable, z, and z is the exponential of minus r squared divided by 2. As r goes from 0 to infinity, the variable goes from 0 to 1, so z is a variable which varies in the interval 0, 1. And of course, once you have z, you can reobtain r, which is the square root of minus 2, the logarithm of z. Note that since z goes from 0 to 1, the logarithm is negative. So the argument of the square root is positive, as you, of course, you expect. And if you do the change of variables, you obtain that the probability distribution is 1 over 2 pi dz d theta, which tells you that the probability is uniform in both z and theta. Z is uniform in the interval 0, 1, and theta is uniform in 0, 2 pi. This gives the method to generate the two Gaussian random numbers, because we know how to generate Z. We simply use the routine run. We know how to generate theta. We multiply run, a different run, by 2 pi. So the algorithm goes, we generate two random numbers using our routine run. One we call z, the other we multiply by 2 pi, and we call it theta. Once we have those two numbers, we go back in our derivation, because from z we compute r, the square root of minus 2, the logarithm of zeta of z. And once we have that, we compute x1 and x2 using the usual formula in polar coordinates. And x1 and x2 are a pair of Gaussian distributed numbers which are uncorrelated, provided that, of course, run is giving us uncorrelated uniform random numbers. So this solves the problem to generate Gaussian distributed numbers.